following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah!
It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Hello, friends. Thanks for hanging out with us this weekend. Whatever you are doing, wherever you are, we're glad to be along because, as I say, if you didn't take us with you, we'd be stuck with each other, all of us in here. And, you know, that's not always good, is it, John?
No, that wouldn't be optimal.
John Bell, everyone, the lovely and talented.
Autographs just a dollar.
How are things on the other side of the glass?
Tempered. See, it's tempered glass. It's tempered because it's...
Great. Mm. And one thing we have tempered around here is our sometimes high annoyance with each other level. What with our deadlines and interaction with some fairly demanding clients on occasion. We've tempered that with a lot of outdoor activities here at the farm, and, you know, also our happiness and joy class. You know, we had that little outdoor clinic with Coach Cleveland. We've never done anything like that before.
History in the making.
And since we're all here at Roxbury Farms, it's a lot easier to invade each other's space on occasion. So it's important that when we're not working, we all need to keep to our designated areas. I think I've stressed the importance of that several times, right, John?
Ad infinitum.
I think another thing that keeps things calm around here is that we don't cover politics. Now, the bunch of us, we're pretty much on the same page. Certainly, we have differences of opinion. We just don't feel the need to express those opinions. We want you to take a break from all that with us. We talk about other important things. For example, John, I have a confession. I've been covetous.
Yes.
Of.
Yes, yes.
Your lawn.
My lawn?
Your lawn.
My lawn.
Yes, it looks great.
You got some splaining to do, Lucy.
The Hubs and I were actually on a little tour earlier in the week. We wanted to see if everybody else's yard has been overcome with the same weeds that are in our yard.
Mm-hmm.
The weeds are aplenty, and it seems so overwhelming. He bought this stuff called Kill Them All, or something like that. Nothing we do has gotten rid of them.
They are a seemingly insurmountable force of nature, yes.
And whenever there's been a period of heavy rain, the lack of grass in certain areas creates mud.
Bog is a good word.
Makes it very challenging. And you know who else is having some lawn trouble? Adeline. Or at least, that's what she says.
And now, another song parody by the Roxbury Players.
You know, I get so tired of trying to have a good-looking yard. It's like everything is going against me. I'm working in my yard. I want it to look good, but it's so hard. Just look at all these weeds. So I grab my weed and feed and walk the lawn. Our big lawnmower broke. My husband's looking for some landscape folk. You found anybody yet?
Not affordable.
Now Corona me and Roundup walk the lawn.
I didn't find a good lawnmower on eBay. But look at here. Really nifty flamethrower.
I'm pulling a wagon of ice and beer behind me. The sun's reflecting off Jeb's head. It's blinding. I'm begging you to burn this yard and just pour concrete. Till then, I walk the lawn.
How the hell am I supposed to tell the difference between grass and weeds? They're both green, they're both growing, and there's all sorts of cute little flowers in all of them. Heck, I just say let them all go wild.
I whack and weed all day. Oh, our sprinkler system's jacked up too today. I guess I'll pray for rain, but for now I'll spread stuff, cuss, and walk the lawn.
Phew, why didn't somebody tell me that fertilizer and manure are the same thing?
My neighbor's barbecue smells like they're burning dope and hula hoops. These fumes might get to me. You'll find my body sprawled out on the lawn in a big old pile of Skittles.
A horizontal scarecrow.
That big box guy was rude and he wouldn't help me. He had on a black back brace and a big ass orange apron with his name scrawled across it in a magic marker. So still I walk the lawn. He didn't care neither.
How's that?
Well, apparently he was mad because he had to work half a shift while his girlfriend was at Pensacola Beach with her girlfriends having a good time.
How do you know that?
Because he was talking on his phone while he was helping me.
Uh-huh.
You see them air quotes I'm using there, Jeb?
Yeah.
When I say helping me.
Yeah.
I'm just being, what's that word Jolene uses? Disingenuous.
Disinherited?
I don't know. Maybe he'll hear this and be embarrassed in front of his family.
Like I am, you go singing in the yard.
Hi, I'm a high-strung college student, and even I listen to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Because, I mean, they're all weird and unbalanced, just like me. And my tuition costs so much money.
There's the answer I was looking for. Seriously? You can go now. Thanks for letting us tag along with you this weekend. I can't say this often enough. Thanks for listening to talk radio, because talk radio stations are the ones who allow this sort of cavorting and frivolity on the weekends.
Definitely a different lineup of shows on the weekends. We love our FM Talk 106.5 advertisers. And you know, the people who listen to this station are more likely to support local businesses.
They are listening to what is being said. They're not only listening to the show content, the news shows, the political opinion shows, the call-in shows, the instructional shows, the car shows, the home fix-it shows, the hilariously silly shows like this one. They're also listening to all the messages from all the sponsors of said shows. So if you are an advertiser, that's where that airtime will best serve you. And of course, if you want a knocked out of the park, unique commercial, I think I might be able to hook you up.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Hannah's Banana Cabana. You get everything banana. Banana pudding, banana splits,
the banana split show,
banana ramacedis. You can even get a can of Hannah's Banana Santana Bandana Roseanne Rosanna Dana Vanna White Manna. Don't monkey around elsewhere. Hannah's Banana Cabana, where the bananas have appeal.
Whoa!
It's time to crank up the Jolene Roxbury Wayback Machine.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women. Keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room. There you will find a bowl full of chocolate and a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keef and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. We hope you enjoy your experience with us, and please leave your comment at the desk after you have paid your bill.
Roxbury!
Stay tuned to FM Talk 106.5 for a little bit of factual fun on...
History du jour!
And other, well, points of interest. Or maybe not.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. March is Women's History Month. From athletes to artists, pilots to poets, and all the visionaries in between who paved the way for generations of women. Stand by for an entertaining and informative segment about some of the iconic women who shaped history. How can I say this segment is entertaining if I haven't heard it yet?
Well, that hurts. You don't trust me by now?
I trust you. It's all those other people that concern me.
What are you talking about?
Hey, dudes!
No one in this room is a dude.
Dudettes?
That's what I'm talking about.
Why can't I be in this segment, huh?
You're not a girl, Earl.
I'm feeling kind of girly today. I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty.
It's all about women, Earl.
Well, that's just not fair.
Patsy man. Sherman can attest. Innovation is often triggered by an unexpected occurrence. Hired as a research chemist by 3M Company in 1952, she was assigned to work on fluorochemicals, charged with developing a new kind of rubber for jet aircraft fuel lines. Sherman and her assistant were working in the lab one day. An assistant dropped a bottle of synthetic latex all over her white canvas tennis shoes. The chemists were fascinated to find that the substance could not be washed away by any solvent, and it repelled water, oil, and other liquids. Patsy Sherman and her partner Sam Smith immediately realized they had stumbled onto an important discovery, and that was the versatile fabric stain repellent Scotchgard. Confession. I used to think Scotchgard was something you sprayed on the outside of your minibar to protect your doers. This is Belle Cadeau. Stay tuned to FM Talk 106.5 for more History du Jour. Presented by... Where'd she go? Brought to you by Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. Oh, there you are. You missed your cue. Don't you love these segments?
These are factually accurate, right?
Well, of course they are, dear.
Come on, give this girl Earl a whirl.
You're listening to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Hi, this is Baldwin County Sheriff Hall Smack. Sometimes protecting the citizens of Baldwin County is not always happy work. We need to add a little happiness and laughter to our day. We do that by listening to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Why don't you take the opportunity to laugh along with us?
Join us every Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. and again on Sunday morning at 7.
On FM Talk 106.5.
And remember, the podcast is available anytime. Download the app or visit FMTalk1065.com.
And now, live from her kitchen, beachside on Alabama's beautiful Gulf Coast, the woman who loves to eat but hates to cook. Actually, she doesn't know how to cook. Belle Cadeau!
Hi, dolls. Belle Cadeau here. And with me today, as always in my kitchen, the darling man with the culinary plan, Alec Naaman.
Hey, Belle.
It's good to see you.
Good to be here.
I'm having some people over this weekend, and I don't have a lot of time to cook much of anything. Not that I really want to. But time is not my friend this weekend. Do you have something really simple, but really delicious?
How about some sautéed shrimp tacos? What a way to eat a taco. It sure takes tacos to another level. All you got to do is start off with some canola oil, some white onions, some kosher salt, some butter, some jalapenos, some Italian parsley, and some nice corn, fresh corn tortillas or flour tortillas, either one you like. It makes a wonderful sautéed shrimp taco. This only takes 3 minutes. What a fast dinner. Well, what you do is you preheat a skillet or a little griddle, whatever you got. All right, just long enough to heat up your tortillas, all right? You get those nice, soft flour tortillas. And then in a separate large saute pan, put it on over high heat. Add a little bit of oil, take you some chopped onions, and quickly stir for two or three times. Immediately add the shrimp to it at that point and a few pinches of salt, and maybe saute for about 1 to 1.5 minutes until the shrimp begin to turn red. Add the butter, the chopped jalapenos, and garlic, and saute for one more minute as the butter begins to melt. The garlic releases its wonderful aroma when you throw in some of those nice crunched garlic cloves. Adjust the seasoning with a little salt if necessary and continue to stir for about 30 seconds. The whole cooking process for the shrimp should be no longer than 3 minutes. Stir in the parsley, remove the pan from the heat. The shrimp should be tender, the onions and jalapenos crisp to the bite. Work in separate batches, eat them as you go, it don't matter.
Sounds like a very low-stress meal. And just 3 minutes?
Talking about a quickie. Now, this is really a quickie.
Thanks, Alec. I'm Belle Cadeau, and we will see you next time in Belle's Kitchen.
We'll be back to the action after this brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercial announcement. We at Amazon Prime hope you're enjoying our fine lineup of excellent programming. Yes, we are now interrupting our programs with commercial announcements. These will be brief, succinct, and as unobtrusive as possible, like this commercial. But we also offer commercial-free programming, like we used to give you before we started adding brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercials, like this one. For an extra $2.99 a month, you can return to commercial-free programming like you thought you were paying for before. What a small price to pay to do away with even the most brief, succinct, and unobtrusive commercial announcements, like this one. And, of course, with Amazon Prime, you still get free overnight shipping. If you were to order something right now, by tomorrow your order would arrive at an Amazon warehouse near you. Then you'll have the option of calling Grubhub to have your package delivered to your door. Amazon Prime, almost commercial-free programming and free shipping to near your home. We now return to your show.
Do you often suffer from backaches, irritable bowel, bloatedness, muscle spasm, anxiety, depression, explosive diarrhea, incontinence, swelling of the limbs, blurred vision, unwanted hair, headaches, carpal tunnel syndrome? Are you uncoordinated and find yourself unable to perform simple tasks?
Like what?
Such as skiing on the backs of dolphins?
That happened to me just the other day.
Well, if you're a woman, chances are that all of the above listed symptoms will happen to you and your life will begin falling apart by the time you reach age 30.
No!
Scientific studies conducted in laboratories in places you've never heard of have determined that women are inherently weak, fragile, and typically unable to cope with life. Simply by being born female, there is a 100% guarantee that your entire skeletal system is doomed to collapse.
No!
Why, if you listen closely, you can hear your bones shrinking as we speak.
I can really hear it.
Face it, you're a woman, and there's little that can be done about it until now.
Oh, thank God.
From the makers of Elimajoy and Euroblast, the world's first caffeinated douche, comes Tylafem. Our team of certifiable biochemists have created a chain of really big, scary words designed to make you feel hyper-conscious and develop an extreme disabling awareness about your mortality.
Yellow.
I need you to stop at the store and get me some Tylafem.
What do you need that for?
Don't ask me why. I could be dying right now.
Ah, one of those women's things, huh?
Just hurry up.
All right, all right.
If you are a woman, you should take Tylafem. We're not sure what it does, but our research proves that you should be buying it, Tylafem, because being a woman is scary as hell.
Chicks.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you so much for taking us along with you today. Wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to, we're glad to be along for the ride. As long as Earl T can hang his head out the window, he's happy. Yeah. What a lovely day. Earl T has been outside all day long. I don't know what he's doing. Oh, wait. Yes, I do. They're getting ready for the Easter egg delivery. Why are they always having something delivered here? I'll tell you why. Because my husband's cousin, Brooks, is a truck driver. And I love him, but as long as you're paying him, he will haul anything. I mean, not anything illegal or anything like that. So Earl pays him to bring out here whatever he wants, whatever he needs. And it's always a lot of it. Huh? Oh, yeah. Please put him through.
Hey, Jolene, this is Brooks.
I'm sorry, my phone cut out. Who?
Brooks.
I know it's you. I've been expecting your call. I figured if Earl T is having something delivered, you're the only person he knows to call. Where are you at?
I'm about 15 minutes from you. What you want me to do with all these eggs? Where you want me to put them?
Don't even tell me how many it is, okay? It'll just get my blood pressure up. We've got room for them. Just go straight through the south field. Go straight through there.
I got them three big boilers Earl T wanted.
Yeah, I figured he'd need those too. I don't have any boilers, vats, or whatever. I'm sure I understood him correctly. These are not plastic eggs, right?
No, these ain't plastic eggs. This is real chicken eggs.
All right, we can accommodate the eggs, and we'll figure out a place for the boilers.
Well, what about all this vinegar?
Man, that's gonna stink. He's gonna boil all that vinegar? Man, just leave it all. Leave it all back there. And I'll see you after Easter.
Hey, I'm also planning on coming for dinner. What can I bring?
Dinner? I'm not cooking dinner.
How about I just bring sweet tea? Is that good enough?
Look, you and your family can come. I'll cook something. Just don't bring anybody else.
All right, well, we're looking forward to it.
And I can hear you laughing.
Talk to you later.
You can't hang up without saying it.
I'll let them truckers roll, 10-4.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Great. Okay, so apparently some Easter stuff is going on. I didn't know anything about. I just like to know what's going on. That's all. Sometimes I need to prepare. Hey, what's that, John? Okay, right now, our very own coach is calling in. A couple of weeks ago, he did a seminar on how to bring happiness and joy into your life. It's like a little workshop, I guess you could call it, because a lot of what he was saying works really well for groups of people, like an office, perhaps. And like for us, we've got, a small crew, and everybody's really annoying at times. I include myself in that. I know I'm annoying. Not all the time, but I can do it. I can make it happen. A good number of us were here. Jim Weaver, I did find out, he did have a root canal scheduled. I accused him of making up an excuse. Anyway, John, go ahead. Put Coach through. Coach, are you there?
Hey!
Hey, why are we yelling?
It's Coach.
That's why we're yelling. Not a fan of the yelling.
I just wanted to check on y'all and see if you're implementing any of the changes I suggested.
We sure did. We're doing a lot more activities outside of the studio, outside of work, outdoors. Fresh air helps us a lot. So what are you doing?
Well, I'm on my way to Texas.
Texas? You're on the way to Texas?
Right now.
Why are you going to Texas? Oh, man. Jim Weaver missed your seminar on joy. Look, I found out he really did have a root canal. He couldn't be at your seminar. And now he's going back to Texas on business for about a week.
I'm bringing the seminar to him.
Oh, no. What gave you that idea?
His wife suggested it.
Well, I guess if anybody knows Jim Weaver needs some stress management, it's Donna. But he's probably not going to like you just showing up out there. Everybody here really enjoyed it, though.
You tell Earl.
I know what you're going to say. You're drop shipping him some lavender. I know it's done wonders for you. Or so you say.
We'll see you soon, Jolene.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Ah, so now you're going to leave my microphone on all the time. See what's happening here. I'll turn it back up. Please. Give me that. Yeah, we were talking last week about how this is my favorite bumper music because of the little dance I do. Okay. Just fun. We just have to have a little bit of fun. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the show. What was that noise? Okay, I've stopped asking that question. Is this about the most unprofessional thing you've ever heard? Us. You guys, remember, microphones pick up everything. These microphones pick up everything. Ugh. Like they've never done this before. You guys, we are so grateful you're taking us along with you as you navigate through whatever it is you're doing, moving forward during a really great day. Or maybe you're taking a little break from a not-so-great day. You know, that's why this show was created in the first place. As a little happy island of brevity to break up whatever gravity you're feeling. Immersing yourself in our goofiness for just a little while doesn't make the problems go away, but it gives you a little time to recharge your brain, reset your brain. And of course, there's all that good oxygen you take in from laughing so much. And most important, yes, the endorphins. You laugh, they are released. Not to be confused with endorphins, which are released from physical activity. It's that runner's high, you know. The endorphins are released. We don't want to make you exercise. We don't want to make you do anything. So sit back, have a good time. Make some endorphins. I've mentioned before that some of you have probably figured it out that all of us are related in some form or fashion. Either by blood, marriage, cousin, in-law, extended family, kind of, sort of adopted, blah, blah, blah. And along the lines, we started building a network of these people, irregular regulars, or not so regular irregulars. People that would show up once every 3 months. And anybody who does what we do, they'll tell you that consistency is kind of a good thing. And it used to really stress me out, the hit and miss, the intermittent people. But I started to appreciate it in a completely different way. I looked at it in a completely different way. And I just accepted them as they were, as they are. And when they show up, they show up. And not so very long ago, Jim Weaver brought his, I think it's his cousin. He says that it's his wife, Donna's cousin. I don't believe that. I think he's blaming her. I think he's putting it off on her. He's very defensive about it. But anyway, this guy is super duper weird. His name's Arnie. He likes to think that he's educating us on technology, but he doesn't really. And it's a good thing he hasn't been here all that often, because he super gets on my nerves. And he's kind of gross. Just listen to this.
It's time to crank up the Jolene Roxbury Wayback Machine.
This was done completely without my knowledge. Thank you, Jim.
You're very welcome. Sure.
And he is apparently related to Jim. More nepotism.
Somebody's got to put these people to work. I mean,
it's
come on.
Just what we need.
I know. I'm trying.
One would think after all these years, I would be accustomed to the quirks, body odors, eating habits, lactose intolerance, lack of respect for other people's privacy, snack thievery, issues of pretty much everybody who works here.
You talking to me?
Oh, did I mention personal body odors?
I think you did.
Okay.
I don't think it's worth mentioning again.
Jim, this goes a little too far, though.
I don't know. What do you mean?
The spitting.
Oh, that.
It's gross. It's unsanitary.
Look, I can't help it if you're a germaphobe.
I am not a germaphobe.
You are a germaphobe.
This goes beyond somebody not washing their hands and then touching my pen or drinking out of my glass and setting it down without telling me.
It's a little gross, yeah.
This is actually spraying germs all over my desk.
Well, things are going to be better. I got him his own microphone.
I am glad to see you've brought another microphone.
There you go.
And I've changed my mind. I don't even want him sitting at my desk.
Where would you like for us to put him?
That table is for Arnie right there.
Wait a minute, is that a shower curtain?
Yes, it's a shower curtain.
Well, Jolene, now how is this going to look?
I mean, I don't care what it looks like. Pull it across. Arnie?
Hi, Miss Roxbury. I am ensconced in my studio.
There you go.
So I just need to...
Sit there.
Uh-huh.
No, you got to leave it pulled.
What?
I'm telling you.
Testing!
I can hear you.
Roger, you're welcome.
And those headphones are for him, too.
Sure.
Okay.
All of this is mine. Do not come from behind the curtain.
You sure this is gonna work?
This can work, but it has to work on my terms. You get it?
All right.
Okay.
Fine.
Pull it back.
Pull it back.
Across.
Okay.
All the way. All the way. I can still see you.
All right, all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right?
Fine.
Go ahead.
Go ahead with Oh, that's right, right. This is Arnie Kunspard, resident scientist and inventor, with another Advances in Technology! We are all blessed.
What?
Ugh. Blessed.
Blessed.
That's what I said. Mm. To live in the era of the smartwatch. Back in the old days, when you wanted to know what time it was, you had to either find a clock tower or grab a payphone and call the time of day service.
I remember that. The banks used to do stuff like that. You'd call and it'd say, First National Bank time, 1 o'clock, temperature 72 degrees.
Excuse me, this is my segment. Then the wristwatch was invented, and all people had to do was glance at the timepiece on their wrists to find out what time it was, assuming they wound it.
Right.
The watch, not the wrist.
We get it.
Today we have the smartwatch, which you can actually ask for the time, making you look like Dick Tracy making a call to Sam Katzim on his two-way whisk radio to tell him that Flat Top is hiding in the old abandoned grandfather clock warehouse. Go get him, Tracy!
Arnie.
Wham!
Arnie.
Shot!
You lost me at Dick Tracy. What are you talking about? Arnie.
Punch!
Arnie.
Flood!
Arnie!
But I digress.
Why are you even here?
I happen to have one of the smartwatches. Allow me to demonstrate how it works.
Okay.
Say I'm walking down the street.
Oh, that's me. You're walking down the street.
Thank you. I decide that I want to get a pizza.
Okay.
In the old days, I'd have to actually look around to see if I'm near a pizza place.
Okay.
But now I just say, smartwatch, old buddy, old pal, find me a pizza place.
I found a piece of lace just 73 miles from your location.
That doesn't sound right.
In 100 yards,
no.
Turn right.
No, a pizza place. Don't you know what a pizza place is?
A piece of lace is a shop where you can purchase lacy undergarments.
That's not...
Keep your voice down!
I have calculated your personal size of bra and panty and have contacted a piece of lace. To have the bra and panty shipped directly to you.
No.
I'm loving this. I'll use them to wipe up some of this spit.
I think we should end it.
Go ahead.
I have provided them with your credit card number.
Stop. All I want to know is what time it is.
I do not have that information.
Oh, does anybody really know what time it is? Doesn't anybody really care?
It's about time.
This is Arnie Kunspard with Advances in Technology.
Do you prefer pink lace?
Quiet!
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much, Sheriff. That means a lot. Could I get you to change one thing, though? We like to say laughter releases endorphins.
Jolene, I grew up on the Gulf Coast and spend a lot of time on the water, and I've never seen an endorphin.
Oh, they're not in the water. They're invisible. They come out when you laugh.
Oh, okay.
I've said this before, every city and town in this here United States has a midtown. For the most part, the midtown area can be a very historical area. A lot of times that's where a town was originally settled and then, you know, grew from there. A lot of the homes are older. And the people, well, according to our own Bel Cadeau, they're just a little different.
Town world. She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a midtown girl. When she goes running, always feeds the squirrels. She's conscientious and her yard looks good. She picks up litter in her neighborhood.
She's even friendly to people that she can't stand. She's down to earth and stuff, far from all the foof and fluff. She's a Midtown girl. Her house is old, a sweet historical pearl. Worked all day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias. They're really old.
Midtown Goyle attends the street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only Midtown knows. Soccer, they dance or they march in band. She's loyal and she is true. Shops too much when she gets blue. She's a Midtown girl.
Hey, did you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Well, it ain't gonna last. And I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was a pair of melons, all right.
I don't know any of these people. I just want to get my hair done. Would you stop talking?
You didn't hear that from me now.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Popping the top on a big old can of crazy. It's the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Stay tuned to FM Talk 106.5 for a little bit of factual fun on
History du jour
and other, well, points of interest. Or maybe not.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. March is Women's History Month. From athletes to artists, pilots to poets, and all the visionaries in between who paved the way for generations of women. Stand by for an entertaining and informative segment about some of the iconic women who shaped history. How can I say this segment is entertaining if I haven't heard it yet?
Well, that hurts. You don't trust me by now?
I trust you. It's all those other people that concern me.
What are you talking about?
Hey, dudes!
No one in this room is a dude.
Dudettes?
That's what I'm talking about.
Why can't I be in the segments, huh?
You're not a girl, Earl.
I'm feeling kind of girly today. I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty. I am Earl T. Hear me roar. If I fall asleep, I'll snore.
It's all about women, Earl.
Well, that's just not fair.
Today, we feature Oveda Culp Hobby. In 1960, Ms. Hobby became the first woman to serve as Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare. She was also the first director of the Women's Army Auxiliary Corps. And Ms. Hobby was the first woman to receive the U.S. Army Distinguished Service Medal. Another little known fact, whenever Ms. Hobby would receive visitors to her office, they were always instructed to wait in the Hobby Lobby. Not really, I just made that up. I couldn't help myself. Stay tuned to FM Talk 106.5 for more History du jour, presented by... Where'd she go? Brought to you by Ginger Pointer, attorney at law. Oh, there you are. You missed your cue. Don't you love these segments?
These are factually accurate, right?
Well, of course they are, dear.
Come on, give this girl Earl a whirl.
Hey, Jolene. Yeah, it's Billy.
Hey.
I need to let you know something.
Okay.
Our neighborhood Easter egg hunt this year, we had to cancel it. It's been canceled.
Well, that's a shame. I know you were looking forward to it.
I know it's unfortunate, but someone heard us talking about it on your show, and they weren't really happy about it. They got all in a tizzy.
About what?
I guess all that business with Mother with the leftover Darvocet that she put in some of the eggs a few years ago.
Oh, the Darvocet eggs. Ew.
Right. Well, I don't think she meant to put them in there, but she put some Darvocet in the eggs. And, they're not really over that yet, and they're still a little upset.
I don't disagree with that at all. Because what kind of person hangs on to expired, discontinued narcotics? Besides Earl T., what are you going to do now?
Well, I guess we're going to find something else to do, and I figured what we'd do is me and my crew, we're just going to come up there to hang out with y'all.
Oh.
I knew you'd be excited about that, and of course, by crew, I mean, you know, me, Christopher, and of course, Mother's going to be with us. And of course, she's bringing her dog, Lulu, this time.
That same dog she brought with her to visit Earl?
Yeah, Lulu.
She's not still a puppy, is she?
No, she's growing a little more now. She's old enough now that, you know, she ain't gonna be digging no more holes in your yard, so you don't have to worry about that too much.
Well, that's good. That dog dug some Mondo holes.
Just make sure you don't leave any shoes laying out.
All right.
Or, you know, keep her away from the door trim.
Why do we gotta keep her out of the doorways?
She will still gnaw on a piece of door trim or possibly get one of your shoes.
Is there any upside to this visit from the dog?
She's over the diarrhea.
Jeez'em.
Yeah, so there ain't going to be no accidents in the house. Of course, I'm talking about, you know, the dog, not Mother. The dog's over the diarrhea. There'll be no diarrhea.
I think you've said that word enough.
Anyway, we love you and can't wait to see y'all.
Can't wait.
Bye.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Larry's Legless Frogs. Lots of places serve frogs' legs, so what happens to the rest of the frog? Larry has these legless frogs towed to his place, where he serves them up to you. Why go elsewhere and dine on expensive riblets when you can go to Larry's and have cheaper ribbits? Larry's Legless Frogs, they are not losers, even though they have been defeated.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. I want to thank you once again for taking us along with you, wherever you are, whatever you happen to be doing. We are happy to be along for the ride. And, you know, apparently there's some Easter events going on here I wasn't informed about. That doesn't mean I would have put the kibosh on them, but I like to know what's going on. Reggie is on the phone. Maybe I'll get some straight answers out of him. Reg?
Hello, Junior.
What's going on?
I just wanted to be sure you're going to be there for our first Easter egg roll that we're going to have at your place there at the Roxbury Farms.
I didn't know about a roll, an Easter egg roll.
I figured you knew about it.
Why would I know about it? I don't know about anything else.
Earl said you already signed off on it.
Signed? I didn't sign.
Look, he told me you knew about it already.
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
Huh?
Mm-mm. Nope.
For real, though.
I didn't sign anything. He didn't tell me.
You ain't even noticed all the trucks coming through the South Field at Roxbury Farms?
No, there are always trucks going through that field. I didn't know anything about more coming.
Y'all, his cousin Brooks is bringing a load of eggs.
I talked to Brooks about it. Yeah, and they're not plastic eggs.
No, they ain't plastic.
What are you doing?
We getting back to old school Easter eggs, Jolene.
The real eggs.
We're going to have a big whiskey and egg boiling party next Friday night. Well, we don't boil the whiskey, really, but you know what I'm saying?
Whiskey.
But maybe we're going to even play, you know, some cards.
Cards.
Like playing cards.
Okay, I gotcha.
Like poker.
I gotcha.
Everything like that.
You're not playing that around.
Yeah, we're going to do that at the bunkhouse, get it all set up in there.
No, kids. You can't have kids doing all that stuff.
Oh, there ain't going to be no kids there.
Okay.
The kids don't show up till Saturday for the egg coloring party.
So it's another day with some events and more kids.
Girl, you need to chill. Calm down, Janelle.
What do you mean? I want a low-stress weekend.
Okay, I got to make sure Brooks don't drive his truck over them jumping castles. You know, you can't even see them things till they blow them up. You know what I'm saying? They laying flat. You don't even know they're there. You know what I'm saying? I don't want them to, you know, they're expensive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's
going to cost you a lot of money.
Cost me.
And I don't want you have to pay more, you know, because he mess them up.
Me pay.
You know
me
saying?
Pay but, more. More money for me to pay.
Okay,
for
Janelle.
What you guys
okay.
are doing.
Okay, Janelle, it's going to be good.
Any of this.
You watch. It'll all be fine.
It's what you always say.
All right, lay down then.
Hey, you guys, we're out of time. Jump over to fmtalk1065.com for our podcast. And follow the show on Facebook. You will never miss anything. Have a great week, and we will see you soon.
Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.